by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, do call Texas Tickets. They would really love it if you would do that.
Big game tonight.
Yes, the Little Mavericks and Houston tonight at the AAC. Texas Tickets has great seats right now for that. You need to be there, so call them and get hooked up. Yanni at Nookie Alive tonight. How about that?
That's our buddy Yanni.
That's right, the former Hardline guest Yanni at Nookie Alive tonight. Check him out. Texas Tickets has great seats for that. Also, Amy Grant and Marilyn Manson are on the way, although I don't think on the same bill.
But if they are, I'll go to that.
Texas Tickets has great seats for both of those shows. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality who's probably got his sparkler nipple twirlers going and is just running around there going, whee! Here is Cobra.
Thank you,
Melanie,
Michael.
An animal that lives on both land and water.
Snake.
A snake. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Anyone say snake?
There will be a giant tour coming to, this is a quote, coming soon to an arena near you. Monday, December the 6th, we will have an announcement of when Motley Crue will hit Big D.
Are the Scorpions going to be with them?
No, this is just
Motley
Crue.
Crue's their singer.
Right. Motley Crue and the Scorpions.
Motley Crue says, anyone showing up at the whiskey bar on Monday will be with a bunch of other people holding a seance trying to will this thing to happen. Don't know what that means, but anyone.
Does anybody really want to see that thing
happen? That's what I mean. I don't know.
All four original members?
Yeah.
Can't swear that I won't go to that.
I can.
I'm serious.
You won't go?
I might.
Did you go to Steve Miller last night?
No.
You said you were going to go.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe any concert information that Grego throws out there.
I don't think Grego's ever been to a concert.
I really don't either. Except when you made the taint sacrifice with Ray to go to your first ZZ Top show.
Right.
Right.
You guys mixed up your taint blood.
I'm not interested in. I can't imagine anyone my age, and that's the heart of the Motley Crue fan base.
Hey, I went and saw him one time.
Okay, right, in the 80s.
And it was pretty entertaining.
But now? I mean, does I want to go see Shout at the Devil?
I saw him when Tommy Lee's drum set spun around.
I saw that, where it turned completely around.
That was stupid.
That was very stupid, but funny.
What was their biggest hit? Girls, Girls, Girls? That
Home Sweet Home was pretty big.
Shout at the Devil?
That was Poison, wasn't it?
No. Oh. Ding, ding.
Well, I don't know. Like, it matters.
They did that remake of Smoking in the Boys Room.
10 Seconds to Love.
Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, Dr. Feelgood, that's great.
Wild Side.
Boy, you guys have almost convinced me to go. I forget all their
names.
Maybe
Vince Neil will get in another fight. Mike, what was that story you had recently? He's punching out fans.
I'm not music high-minded like you are, Corby. I mean, I can go and just have a good time.
Mike, you interested in this?
I can't tell you how much I hate them.
They suck. They always sucked. I've never liked that
band.
They're
a bad, bad band.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. They're not great.
You know who
the only band
them?
I hate worse than that is Rat.
You hate Rat worse than them?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rat was so insignificant. I mean, Motley Crue was actually significant for a while. Rat had one song.
Yeah, they were bigger than Rat.
At one time, couldn't you argue that Motley Crue was one of the bigger bands in the world?
In like 83 or 4?
I mean, they were huge.
I don't know, but I shan't be interested in going to see them. Now, where will they play? Are they?
I might go. There might be some hot bitches.
The basement.
Nokia?
I think
Smirnoff?
So.
Yeah, they
do
the
Smirnoff.
Oh, maybe Dallas City Limits.
I think they could sell out Smirnoff.
No chance.
Okay.
Right. Careful, man.
Okay.
Tommy Lee's pretty darn relevant. And they had a huge following back in the day.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
If it's all four original members, they probably could do pretty damn well at Smirnoff.
Yeah,
they could do pretty well.
Pretty close to selling it out.
Wow.
Interesting. I don't know if
we'll all get together and sell that thing.
I'll let y'all know if I go.
Especially if they get Wasp to open up.
Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know if we've done this story or not. It sounds familiar, but I don't know. Jerry Orbach has cancer. Have we done this story?
I think so.
Jer?
He's been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Damn it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He has missed on Law and Order this year.
What is he doing now?
Probably dealing with that.
God almighty.
I imagine that's taking a pretty high priority in his scene these days.
Yeah, probably so. That sounded really familiar and not as shocking when I read it, because I would have been shocked if I would have not have known that.
Although I must say, I'm warming up a little bit to Dennis Farina on there.
I like Dennis Farina. He's a good character actor.
Yeah, the thing about it is you always think of him as a bad guy.
Right.
As a hood or a shyster of some kind, and now he's a cop. Although not necessarily one totally on the up and up.
Is he a dirty cop?
Well, he's a little shady.
By the way, you're watching Boston Legal, aren't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Candace Bergen is set to join Boston Legal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Candace Bergen of Murphy Brown fame.
She makes anything she's associated with better.
She's a good actress.
Are you up to speed on your Desperate Housewives, Mike?
Not yet. I haven't watched this past week.
You need to.
Oh, Mike.
Coach is disappointed.
Watch it for Barry.
It's 4:45 here on the ticket.
Oh, no.
And now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update, satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki. Now here's your host, Snake.
Thank you. Thank you. Here I am. I'm back with you, America. Mike, this story's for you, of course, as you obsess over these sluts known as Paris and Nikki.
Do not.
This is the...
I can care less what they're up to.
This is
whatever.
A story concerning Paris Hilton. Mm. She's the other sister.
She's a bitch.
I wish to God I would have watched this and rolled on it, because South Park did a genius spoof on her.
Did you watch that last night?
No, I don't watch South Park.
No, I just told you, I wish I would have.
Well, how do you know it was genius?
Because I'm reading about it right now.
Oh. I watched a little bit of it. It was funny.
It was?
Much like The Simpsons, you would like it, because that's the kind of humor you like. You'd appreciate it.
The South Park episode was called Stupid Spoiled Whore Video. In the episode, all the fourth grade girls idolized a certain blonde celebrity known for her jet set lifestyle, TV show, and extracurricular activities. They play with her new toy set, which comes complete with a video camera and a night vision filter.
Now that's funny.
Well, that's the kind of stuff they do.
And try to persuade boys to make their own videos until Paris arrives to offer some competition in which they have a whore off.
Well, I guarantee you, those South Park guys, they don't pull
South
any...
South Pork?
South Pork, yeah. You know where my mind was. Those guys don't pull any punches at all. I mean,
they don't
take
care.
Whatever's in the news, and they will just cut right to the quick, let me tell you.
That's why they're genius.
They are. You'd like it, Ron, if you ever gave it a shot. Just like The Simpsons.
But he won't.
That's funny.
What is?
That idea. Well, they do that
all
the time.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Par for the course for those guys.
Oh, you come around on it, Mike. That's great.
You love it.
The reality show Gilligan's Island drew some huge ratings for TBS last night. Or two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
The Real Gilligan's Island premiered to an audience of just over 4 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the adults...
What is this? Did they get the originals back?
No. They got a real professor, a real millionaire, a real actress.
They're all dead.
And the only one
they're
alive.
They're trying to recreate it.
This is that thing that Sturm and Drung were
promoting
commercials for a few weeks ago, right?
Right.
I read the reviews, and they said it's like one of the worst reality shows of all time.
Well, people are still interested in it because it got big
numbers. But
4
million,
for TBS, too.
Really?
And amongst 18 to 49-year-olds, The Real Gilligan's Island beat 4 broadcast networks, all but CBS and ABC.
You think they get 4 million for a Raptors-Hawks game?
No. There's no way.
Now they also
Let's see what it does next week, though.
They also
I didn't mean to send a big question mark up over the room out here.
That's all right.
God.
They also did reality shows called Outback Jack and He's a Lady.
What?
I don't know. I never heard of those. But you know what? The PR machine was at work on this Gilligan's Island thing. I mean, they had local radio people doing ads.
Yeah,
I mean,
like Sturm and Draw?
Right. When did they ever do that? So at least it was kind of ingrained in your conscience. And, you know, if you maybe flew by, you're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of this. And you'll stop on it. You never heard of Outback Jack or He's a Lady. And by the way...
Yeah, but the spot Sturm and Drong did was so bad, I couldn't figure out exactly what they were talking about.
I still don't know what the show's about.
Outback Jack?
Oh,
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, we have a clip from Outback Jack.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is it? It's a big, fat snake.
That's from Outback Jack.
It is?
Yeah.
What, Greg?
Greg.
I mean, they
Greg.
You know, a skipper, his little buddy, a millionaire, that they put... all those people on an island and let
them
live.
What do they got to do? What's the point?
They're just surviving and just seeing how it's...
I'm sure it's real rough and tumble.
Like I said.
Boy, like the people on the original Gilligan's Island people, I wanted to live there. They had it great.
Like I said, drop them on an island and say, we'll be back after 1 year, and then you got something. Find out who's still alive.
And put 6 bullets in 1 gun and see how many people are dead when you come back in a year.
Sure.
Well, I'm serious. I guarantee you half the people would be dead. Someone would commandeer the gun and kill off the guys and start creating
a super race
with the girls.
No, that first day, I'd grab the gun and kill them all. Guys, girls, and everything.
And live by yourself?
Kill yourself.
Mike Reiner.
That's what they should do. They should put 2 teams of people on an island and just see who survives.
Mike would
kill each other.
Mike would wrestle the gun away from the skipper, you know, and then just... blow his colostomy blag.
Blag.
Who's his or mine?
Yours. You just blow it to holy hell, running around screaming, I'm free. I'm not promising you do that. I'm just saying it's a suggestion if you did ever get on that show and they
pretty
had a gun.
Okay, well, I'll take that under advisement.
Sure. And by the way, I tried to watch...
Everybody out here was terribly amused by that.
I'm ready for a nap after that story.
I've tried to watch the Jets.
Tell us about Wrigley Field.
I can't tell you about Wrigley Field. All right?
Why can't you?
I tried to watch the Nick
and... I can think of no better way to top that than with the Wrigley Field story.
I tried to watch the Nick and Jessica Christmas special last night. Like, I wanted to watch it so I could tape it and bring it up here and show how bad it was.
Unviewable, right?
Unwatchable for that purpose. Like, I couldn't sit through it. I couldn't just sit there and take it for 1 hour.
Was it real Donnie and Marie?
You can't imagine how campy it was.
I'll bet it gets great ratings.
How did they let that on the air? Who watches that?
Little kids.
You think little teenage girls?
Little kids.
That still think...
Little 6-year-old girls.
Ugh. Awful, awful, awful. And
we gotta go.
Sports, we have to leave.
Mickey's next.
Sports.
Mickey who?
Did you call Mickey?
Yeah, he's going to be on next for the early Ranch Report edition about sports.